Strange things do happen in Murfreesboro. We're at the Lamp Gallery talking with Bill Patterson. What happened?
About 10:45 Wednesday morning, I was working in the back, and I heard this big crash. And I thought, well, a display had given way. And I came out and saw that the display hadn't given way, but the door had been broken through, the plate glass door. And there was a phone that charged into the back of the store. A fella came in, saw what happened, and went into the back area of my workshop, and he did a little damage back there running through. Didn't break much, but knocked stuff over, and then got him corralled in the bathroom. And then I called 911. This was a little bit beyond my expertise, what to do with a wild animal in your store. You know the old saying, Bart, you act like a deer in a lamp shop? That's where it came from. Anyway, he had cut himself pretty bad, and he just destroyed the bathroom. The plumbing fixtures cracked and bloody.
How big was this deer?
It wasn't big. I don't even know if it was a year. You know, they're still powerful bucks. And he was able to pretty much destroy that, and it bled all over the place. Of course, the police were here and said it looked like a crime scene. And Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency came, and they had to put it down. It was badly injured.
But, oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but anyway, I get a new bathroom.
And that's all the damage?
Oddly enough. He charged it back behind these glass shades over here. He could have done tremendous damage, but he just knocked over some hardback shades. I don't have enough for the deductible. Of course, the damage to the plate glass door and the bathroom. But as for the merchandise, nope, didn't break a thing.
And remember what Bill Patterson said.
Don't act like a deer in a lamp shop.
And that's it from the Lamp Gallery on North Maple Street.